Today on Family Talk.
It's no secret that our country has been going through some dark times recently, and it's very clear that America needs God now more than ever before. It is the duty of Christians to be praying for our leaders and that God would change the course of our nation. Welcome to Family Talk with your host, psychologist and best-selling author, Dr. James Dobson. I'm Roger Marsh. Today, you'll hear an exclusive interview Dr. Dobson conducted with the new president of the National Day of Prayer, Dr. Ronnie Floyd. The two will talk about why the United States so desperately needs prayer and why the theme for this year is unity. Let's give a listen now to this conversation about the power of prayer on today's edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Well, greetings, everyone, and welcome to Family Talk. I'm your host, Dr. James Dobson, and we have a very special program for you today. It's focused on the power and influence of prayer. The late Reverend Jerry Falwell once said that nothing of eternal significance happens apart from prayer, and I believe that. And when we earnestly seek God on our knees in prayer, we can accomplish great things. And so on this edition of Family Talk, we're going to be talking with the new president of the National Day of Prayer, my dear friend, Dr. Ronnie Floyd. I've known him for a long time. I have great love for this man and great appreciation for his love for the Lord. He has taken over the position that my wife Shirley used to hold, and we're excited to see what God is going to do through him with this new responsibility. Dr. Floyd will be talking with us about this year's National Day of Prayer happening on May the 3rd of this year. Before we dive into this topic today, let me tell you about Dr. Floyd. He has been a pastor for over 40 years, and he served as senior pastor of Cross Church of Northwest Arkansas since 1986. Dr. Floyd's ministry in the local church has been devoted to discipleship and spreading the gospel of Jesus around the world. He's also taking the lead in restoring racial unity and bringing about a resurgence in spirituality throughout the country. He just completed a two-year term as president of the Southern Baptist Convention in June 2016. Dr. Floyd has authored over 20 books, including The Power of Prayer and Fasting. Another book is 10 Things Every Minister Needs to Know. And Our Last Great Hope, Awakening the Great Commission. And he has a new book that will be coming out in March of this year, 2018, titled Living Fit. I don't want to hear about that, but I suppose a lot of people will want to hear about it. Make Your Life Count by Pursuing a Healthy You. You'll have to come back, Dr. Floyd, and tell us about that book when you get it finished.
Great. Sure.
He has been married for 40 years to his wife, Gina. They have two sons, Josh and Nick, and seven grandchildren, four boys and three girls. So he's very blessed. Dr. Floyd, it's so good to have you with us. It's the first time that you've been on the program to talk about your new responsibility. I need to start by asking you a question.
Sure.
You're a very, very busy man. You've got a lot going on, as we just heard. And yet you have agreed to take on this very large and significant responsibility of being president of the National Day of Prayer. Why did you do that? I know pastors are busy. I have lived in a parsonage. My dad was a pastor. Mm-hmm. And I know something about the people who call on you and the people who ask for this, that, and the other, and people who are sick in the middle of the night, all that you all do. Why would you be willing to take on the responsibility as president of the National Day of Prayer?
I've been here 31 years this past October in this church. And when you've been somewhere that's long, you have a tremendous staff team. You're able to entrust a lot of responsibility toward folks. The church has always seen me involved in doing something across the nation or the world. And when I was approached to become the leader of the National Day of Prayer, out of my deep respect for what's gone on all these years under Shirley and Vinette's leadership, it just really came to me that that God really wanted me to do it in this season of my life. And it came down to really the Lord speaking to me, and he's had the nation on my heart for many years, as you know, Dr. Dobson. And with that, I just felt that God wanted me to do it. And so we've readjusted our lives to some degree. I'm pretty big on priorities and what matters most. Most of my staff would say I'm a pretty disciplined guy. And as a response of that, you know, God has just given us the energy and the vision and the heart to do it. I believe that we're getting to a point where we're desperate, Dr. Dobson. And I think that when the more desperate we get, I think the Lord is absolutely showing all of us that there's a lot of great things about this country, but none of them are going to be the ultimate answer. All those things can be affected and changed, but all of us that know history in the United States know that the spiritual heritage of this nation was formed and the spiritual heritage of this nation was shaped by the great moves of God early on in our country and even throughout our history. And that's what we need right now. And one of the reasons the culture and so many are without Christ is because we haven't had that kind of movement in decades. And we're past time. We're due that. And I just pray that our churches, our Christian leaders, our pastors will lead their flocks and lead their ministries to call out to God and get in a position where the Lord can do that.
Boy, America's in a mess, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I mean, everybody feels it. I think people are frightened now about the violence that's going on, about the killing, about the disintegration of the family. What is happening to us today? I mean, we're in a lot worse shape than we were when I started Focus on the Family in 1977.
I think really what it comes down to is that I think that the spirit of the age is ruling. I think that it's like Satan and all of his demonic forces have been loosened on this earth. And it's almost like that the lid's off. And, I mean, it's warfare. It's not like it. It is. And everything that you and I believe relating to life is being attacked every day.
Yeah.
With that, God is trying to call his people unto himself. And we must get there or we're going to continue to see the route that we're taking right now. And just the hope that we have, Dr. Dobson, is this. When sin abounds, the scripture says grace does much more abound. And as much as we're seeing the negative, we're also seeing the moves of the Lord around the country and the world that are encouraging and providing us much hope and faith.
You know, we've had these killings that have taken place in New York where the guy overran people on bicycles. Just vicious stuff without warning. Innocent people who had done nothing wrong that we know of was just run down. And then, of course, the Las Vegas killings where 58 people were murdered in cold blood from a window. And, you know, everybody has watched that and heard about it. We don't even know why the guy did it yet as we speak. Of all of those things, including the gay nightclub where so many people were murdered, and it's just that we go back. It's you can't name them all. You forget them.
Right.
But the one that has had the greatest impact, I think, the one that moves us the most is that little church in South Texas right near San Antonio, where they were worshiping on a Sunday morning, and this guy comes in and mows everybody down. It's my understanding that a little boy was executed with a gun to his head, and just things that you just can't imagine in America of all places. something like that taking place. You know, I grew up down there. I graduated from high school just south of the place where that massacre occurred. And so I know the people there. They're humble people. They're good people. And most of them are godly people. And that was a little Baptist church, wasn't it?
That's right.
That's part of your denomination.
Yes.
What in the world is going on that would lead someone to just murder church-going people and their children? It takes my breath away.
It does take our breath away, and it's demonic. It's satanic. It's nothing more than the attack of the enemy upon the work of Christ. And you take a situation where this man had a negative relationship, and it comes down to the brokenness of his own life, the brokenness of his family. And as a result of that, what you find is that lawlessness abounded. And sadly, it cost all of those lives. I grew up in a church not very far from there, Dr. Dobson, and I grew up in a church about that size. And I thought when I started seeing all that, my goodness, bless those people's heart, there's nowhere they could have gone. And I reached out to that pastor, and I talked to that pastor on Tuesday following that Sunday and prayed with him on the phone. Total brokenness about what happened to his people, what happened to his own daughter, the loss of his child. And, you know, we're talking about just absolute brokenness. And we must continue to pray for those, and also really pray for all of our churches around the country as they meet, because this threat, with the brokenness of the family unit, this threat literally looms on every congregation in America. But what I do know is one of the greatest shields we can ever have is to just really petition God and really stay committed to the advancement of the gospel. Because either we believe the gospel is the power to change lives or it doesn't. And that's why we must continually forward the gospel, that God might use his word to transform some man or woman's life that has something deeply evil, hurtful, and broken in their life that would ever lead them to do something like that.
Dr. Floyd, I know that you have worked with the White House. You have been there at the invitation of the Trump administration and so on. I have too. And in fact, I don't know if you read about it, but about 3 weeks ago, I got invited to the White House to talk about mental illness, which is really rampant in this country. You know, everything from opiate addiction to the disintegration of the family. In fact, I think that is the source of much of it. But PTSD and schizophrenia and just of so many evidences of mental illness is there. There were 60 people there who are all professionals in the field of mental illness and the treatment thereof, and they were all Christians. And I knew most of them because we worked together at one time or another. And we spent 3 hours there at the White House talking about what we can do. And in my opinion, I just made reference to this, but in my opinion, the drug problem and the other things that are taking place are nearly all related one way or another to the disintegration of the family.
Right.
And you have these kids that are growing up without fathers or without mothers or maybe not either one, and they grow up on the streets and they're influenced by the drug culture and by the gangs and all that. And even if it's not an inner city kind of thing, the same thing is occurring where divorce has taken place. So it's just so rampant. And until we return to God's design for the family, we're going to see this kind of thing increasing. And so I agree that we need to be praying for our country. That takes me back to the National Day of Prayer, Dr. Floyd.
Sure.
Talk about that. My wife Shirley was in leadership there for 25 years, and for many years, nearly every year, they explained the origin of the National Day of Prayer. Mm-hmm. But you have a new run at it. Explain where we've come from, how the National Day of Prayer came to be, and what your plans are.
Well, post-World War II, President Harry Truman really believed in 1952, along with members of Congress, that America needed some kind of day of prayer along the way every year. Evidently, while it was observed many of those years, there was no a sequential thing on the same day every year. And so in 1988, it was recommended to the president, Ronald Reagan then, that by both the House and the Senate, unanimously, Dr. Dobson, can you imagine that, that the first Thursday of every May would be deemed as the National Day of Prayer. And now we are where we are. And, you know, our heart is one thing ultimately, and that is that we mobilize unified public prayer for America, that at least on one day a year, if not every day a year, we do everything we can to mobilize people to praying for our country. My hope is going to be in God and what he can do in this country, not in a failed, broken system that constantly leads us to hopelessness.
You know, President Trump gets a lot of criticism, but he declared a National Day of Prayer for the victims of Hurricane Harvey in Southeast America. And you were able to travel to Washington, D.C. to pray with him and our leaders. I was at one of those meetings. How important it is for the president to make this announcement. If we go back to the founding fathers, many of them called for national days of prayer. Mm-hmm. If we just listed them all, I think people would be surprised at how many ask our nation to come together and pray for the nation. And in fact, in George W. Bush's term of office, of course, he spent 8 years there, and he had events at the White House every year for 8 years. Many people don't know that. Shirley spoke at all 8 of those years, and the president spoke. So it's wonderful to see President Trump following that same tradition and calling the nation to prayer. And if I can say one more thing, Shirley's National Day of Prayer, her last year in that responsibility, there were over 40,000 prayer events. This is a big deal, isn't it? I mean, this
is really no
ordinary national movement, and people do care about it.
Well, it's very grassroots, as you know, Dr. Dobson, and what we have to understand is that God raises up people from where they live, in their towns, in their villages, in their cities, and they come together one day a year, whether it's be a prayer breakfast that a mayor puts on, or steps at the city hall, or at the capital of various cities and across America, as well as the nation's capital. But I think that what we have to realize is it shows the desperate nature of people. And when you really look at America, the heartbeat of America is they still believe in God. They still believe that God is the answer in this country. They still believe that America was given a unique favor by the God of heaven. And they still believe that America can provide hope for the world.
And praise
and
the Lord.
And with that, you know, when they're called to prayer for their country, they love their country. And I want to tell the people sometime that are so negative about our country, there's just such negativity and cynicism. I want to say, do you really know America? I mean, do you really realize that the number of people that just, they believe in our nation, that doesn't mean that we don't know that there are issues. We all know there are issues. But what we have to do is we got to call on God in those issues. And people like Shirley and so many thousands of people gathered together, millions, in fact, in those gatherings, but so many thousands upon thousands of volunteers, normal people. And that's why, you know, we're asking people right now on this broadcast, you need to participate on Thursday, May the 3rd, International Day of Prayer, experience and an observance in your town or your city, and also create one if you can. Every person has the opportunity to create one. We can reach more people if we have more gatherings. And we must be diligent about that. Every pastor, every church, every denominational leader needs to lead the way in that. I mean, we need churches leading in this. We need ministry leaders leading in it. I mean, we need to be on the forefront of doing everything we can to infiltrate this nation with the power of prayer and believe deeply that God can take us where he wants us. That's what I'm trusting him for. And it's not on me, it's on him. And I'm praying to him.
Talk about the 2018 theme for the National Day of Prayer. Every year, Shirley picked a theme. You got one that I think is really perfect for this time and place.
Well, we really believe the Lord has led us to this. And the theme is Pray for America, Unity. Unity. I know that that may appear to be a no-brainer to some people on this broadcast today, but let's face it. Who's calling for it? Mm-hmm. Who's calling for unity? Not a lot of people. And I think we must give ourselves calling out to God that he would somehow miraculously unite this country, and that churches would unite, and that we could come together and really call people toward unity in our nation. I mean, you know what's going on. I mean, it's very evident, all kind of tension in every way. And it really all is based out of the family when it really comes down to it. And we're seeing it with all kind of symptoms elsewhere in society. But, you know, we're really convinced that Ephesians 4:3 is what we really need to pray for. And that is that making every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. That's our thematic verse. I want to encourage people on social media to using this, to go on nationaldayofprayer.org and learn more about it. But if you would use this hashtag on social media, pray for unity, and use the numeric for, not F-O-R, but pray for unity, because that's what we need to pray for. We need to have a movement of believers by the millions from across America calling and praying for unity.
Well, our time is gone, but I want to quote you as a place to complete this conversation. You have written this: government cannot fix us. Politics will not heal us. The hope for America is to experience the next great spiritual awakening. Only God can heal America and mend our fault lines, and the church must lead with fervent and faithful prayer. That's good stuff, sir. That'll preach, as they say.
Well, thank you very much, and may the Lord be praised, and may we see it in our generation, Dr. Dobson.
Give Gina our love, and thank her for being willing to share you with the nation in this great responsibility. And I will see you someplace down the road.
Thank you very much.
What a powerful and stirring interview featuring Dr. James Dobson and the new president of the National Day of Prayer, Dr. Ronnie Floyd, here on Family Talk. We pray that today's broadcast has motivated you to become more involved in this special day, which is coming up this year on Thursday, May the 3rd. If you'd like to learn more about the National Day of Prayer or how you can host your own local event or even to make a donation to this amazing cause, go to our broadcast page at drjamesdobson.org. We'll have all the information you need to be a part of this much-needed day of prayer for our nation. Again, find all of this information for the National Day of Prayer at drjamesdobson.org and then click on today's broadcast tab. Did today's program have an impact on you in such a way that it actually changed your view of prayer? We'd love to hear about it when you call our listener feedback line at 844-823-2425. 2669. We truly appreciate your comments and your testimonies as well. Again, the number to call for Family Talk's listener feedback line is toll-free, 844-823-2669. Finally, as you've probably heard, January is Sanctity of Human Life Month. And all next week here on Family Talk, we'll be bringing you programs devoted to protecting the life of the innocent. As followers of Christ, we are supposed to speak up for those who can't speak for themselves. That's why Family Talk and Dr. James Dobson are zealously fighting to end the senseless murders through abortion and euthanasia. We pray that you will consider partnering with us in this struggle. Your tax-deductible financial contributions allow us to continue to bring awareness to this issue, along with a multitude of other concerns that are affecting our Christian faith right now. You can make a donation securely online when you go to drjamesdobson.org. You can also make a donation over the phone when you call toll-free, 877-732-6825. When you call that number, one of our representatives will be happy to walk you through the process of how you can make a donation in support of the ministry of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Roger Marsh. Thankful that you were able to join us for today's broadcast, and that's a wrap for this week. Have a blessed weekend, and be sure to join us again Monday for another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Family Talk is not associated with Focus on the Family.